Okay, so the last thing that we said was that if you gave the Bikurim Dafka to the Kohanim that were serving in the Mishmar, then it had a din like Gavoya, in which case what? Snuff meal. In which case what? I can't remember what I was talking about yesterday anymore. In which case you can't bring a nullified an Asherah, right? Remember? Right. You can't bring a Bikurim from an Asherah tree that had Bittel done on it. Because we're machalic between Gavoya and Mitzvos. Mitzvos, you could bring in you could use it for a lulav. You can't use it for the Maracha, the Asim Maracha. So when it comes to Bikurim, we said if you held like the Chachamim, that you don't have to give it to the Anshei Mishmar, and then it has a look like Gavoya, in which case you can't use it from the Asherah tree. But if you hold like Rebbe, who holds you can give it to any Kohen, just like Truma is given to any Kohen, then just like Truma is in all over, you know, so too, it's, you know, Truma is given from the Asherah that had, if you had an Asherah, tree that was Mizbatel, and then fruit grew on it, you have to give Truma from that, obviously. That was the same thing as Lulav. So the same way, you could use Bikurim. If you held, you could give it to any coin, then you could also. That's the way we left it off yesterday. Okay. Without further ado, we'll start today's daf for that brief review.
Right.
Page
Gimel Amud Aleph, 5 lines down.
Gimel Amud Aleph, 5 lines down. Oh. Anyway, in the English, it says, it's in the second column, Ad Kedom B'Gazela Shalom Siyashua B'Alami Meno. Oh, well, until now, we're talking about Gazela, where there was no Yish. So that's where we said that if you, we're going back on the Mishnah again. Okay, let's zero in what we're talking about. We're talking about the Mishnah statement that if you stole someone else's ground, then you're not going to, or you steal his tree, whatever, you're not going to bring maybe Bikurim from that. So the Gemara says, that's talking about, we understand if there was no Yish, so that's completely stolen. But what about Afilu B'Gzeil Shinas Yashua Balmi Meno? What about if they had Yish as well? Now, in this aspect, there's a Bachloik as Bavli and Yerushalmi, we may have mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah.
That the Bavli holds that by when we say Kaka in an exelus, it's whether there is Yersh or whether there's not Yersh. The Yerushalmi holds that it's possible to have Kaka in exelus if the owner gives up. So it is possible to have that's the basis of making a chiluk between whether it's before Yersh or after Yersh. According to the Bavli, this question wouldn't make any sense because there's no difference between before Yersh or after Yersh by Karka. What?
Because it's the pure Yersh.
It doesn't make a difference. There is a Yersh. Yersh means I give up. I mean,
well,
that's what Yersh means.
Always, the land is always there. It's
but he could give up. He could say, I give up. I'm never going to get this land back. It's gone. Time to move on. He's never going to even bother.
It's not his anymore, and it's the robber or...
Okay.
The
So for Gemara, what about after Yersh? Sovereign Amram, they thought, the rabbinic students thought, Nishmina Rad, let's bring it from here. Harila Batrum Meiser, this is a Mishnah later on, 10, that where it says where it is. It's below 2-3, 18a. So if you want to go to 18a, it might be just worthwhile just to show you 18a. Just turn the pages to 18A, if you don't mind, 1 second real quick, just to look.
18A1?
18A1. Yudchet Amud Aleph. Yudchet Amud Aleph, there's a Mishnah there, and it talks about there are things that I truma meisa that are not by Bikurim. And then it says, a list, we're only going to be interested in one thing right now, and that is, it says, Begozlan.
What?
Begozlan. That by people who steal, right? And that's actually translated on 18a2. You see, it says, begozlan, as well as extortionists of land and the land robber. Harel b'trum meiser, these apply b'trum meiser, but not by bikurim. Number 8, it says over there, our Mishnah teaches that the extortionist and the robber are obligated to separate Truma and Maaser Sheni from produce that they grew. Is speaking where the original owners have already abandoned all hope of getting their land back after Yish. Okay? Now, the reason why we know that, we're going to explain that in our Gemara now. So this is what we're trying to bring right from this Gemara, from this Mishnah.
If you go to the next...
So hold on 1 second. Hold on. So the Mishnah, this Mishnah is a proof to our Shaila. We're asking our Shaila, is this din that you don't give Bikurim from Karka that was Nigzal true even after Yush? So if you're going to just simply... You know, from a very simplistic point of view, based on the note we just read, that the Mishnah over there is talking about after Yush, which the Gemara we're going about to read isn't approved that it's after Yush. But just from a simple perspective, it says clearly there that these are the things that are Chayiv and Truma that are not Chayiv and Bikurim. It's clear as black on white that there's no din of Bikurim after Yush when it's stolen. It says it explicitly. Okay? So, the Gemara now is going to prove...
That what it's saying is that even if the land now belongs to the robber, and it's the robber's hadmascha, nevertheless he does not bring Bikurim. Correct?
You're saying that the Yish actually tudoif a kinyan for the robber?
Correct.
According to the Yishalmi Shita, I guess you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't think about it that far. You're right. So...
It's interesting, the footnote here says, Mishum Shavos, who Avi Bikurim, Karka Zula.
Right.
Because it's...
Ma'os. It's Ma'os.
Why? Mitzvah, Ba, Vera. But Truma, it's fine. To bring Truma, it's not a Mitzvah, Ba, Vera.
You know why?
Why?
The difference is whether it's a Gavoa or another person. If you go to Gavoa, it's me, but
that if you steal food and you did not take off truma, you're not allowed to eat it. If you steal bikurim,
well, that's the Gemara is going to say that in just a minute. Did you go ahead and read ahead?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so can you hold off on that? Please hold off on that color. I don't know why we let him in the room.
No, we should let him in the Shia
tomorrow. You get a break. That's fine. I'm gonna give up the last 20 blocks. Listen, so
you're
so,
up, Morty. Next 20 blocks.
Morty, you're on for the rest of the sector. Right. So the Gemara now is gonna prove. How do you know that Mishnah is talking about after Yud? So the Gemara says, "Kulum Tzrichol."
The Mishnah on 18.
Yeah. So the Gemara says here on 3a2. Is there any need for a Mishnah to tell me a distinction between Truma and Bikurim unless there was Yush? Because if there was no Yush, then it doesn't make a difference whether it's Truma or Bikurim. I feel Truma. You don't have to give Truma from something that you stole, right? It won't even work. It won't loss of klum. It's not going to work. You can't give truma shalomi das the bailam. You're not the bailam. How can you give truma on my stuff that you stole? It doesn't work, right?
There was no yish.
If there was no yish, that's the Gemara's proof.
Right.
So the Mishnah says that you're chayv in truma and you're partner from bikurim. It must be talking about after yish, because before yish there would be no distinction. That's the proof the Gemara says. Okay. Kadotatoni, like, and it proves this idea, because it says over there, another brisa, where is this? 14, to Sefter Trumas. Right, this is a Sefter Trumas. Ha'inus ha'ganaf ha'gazlim. Ha'inus ha'ganaf ha'gazlim b'zman sha'ha'ba olim morad v'machareyim, in Trumas and Truma. If there is a ganaf then if the Balaam are running after it, it means they're pursuing it to try to get it away from them in court or however. It's ain't Shumas and Truma. If the robbers took Truma, it doesn't work. Lo Maser Seim Maser, it's not Maser. Like they should Hektish, the Hektish is no Hektish. Because it's not Shalohem. It's not, they don't own it. Im Ein HaBalaam Ran Fin Macharein. But if the owners are not chasing after it, meaning they gave up, there was Yush already, then what? What's the din? Then everything's good. Shumas and Truma. Maser Seim Maser, Hektish and Hektish. So you see clearly, in this Brysa, we're on 3A3. We see clearly in this Brysa, right? What do you see clearly in this Brysa? You see clearly in this Brysa that if something is before Yish, that Truma won't be effective. So therefore, that's further, you know, bringing our proof that Mishnah later on 18, what is it, on 18, was it? What page was it? That the Mishnah on 18 was talking about after Yish. Okay? Next, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yekinon, like that tarim blows that tarim. Neither one can take truma, not the original owner nor the goslin. Right? We had this many times. Zelafi shena shaloi, v'zelafi shena b'shusai. Right? Remember? So Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yekinon, he also adds even further, just to make sure that it wasn't, if you didn't figure this out, that even b'di'evet, even if the bialim themselves were tarim, ain't shumas and truma, even b'di'evet, it's not good. It's not an addition really to what was said. Now the Gemara says, "Amar b'yaisi, ad kedoyin yamin b'gzeil shalom nesiyah shabam imenu." So let's see here. The Gemara wants to now show that even if this is what Morty just said before, the Gemara is trying to disprove our proof. We're trying to use that Mishnah to prove that you don't have to give bikurim even after Yush. The Gemara is now going to show that maybe you could touch up that Mishnah even before Yish. If it's before Yish, how's it shaykh the din of Truma? So now the Gemara is going to explain. Ad kedoin anan kayom b'gzeil shalonis yashua b'alimena. Really, you could say it's before Yish. And now we're on the base. B'laido milo anan tninon. And what's the purpose? For what purpose? Did the Mishnah say, Harel b'truma ma'isa ma'shenki b'bikurim? It didn't mean to say that stolen property you could take truma off. What it meant to say was that Mishnah meant to be understood in light of the following distinction. Efshar l'peiros latzeis b'lo b'kurim. It is possible for produce to be permitted without having b'kurim removed from it. You can eat produce from which Bikurim have not been removed. There's no din tevel by Bikurim. Efshal peres latzeis below truma and maestras. Can you eat peres if you haven't taken trumas and maestras? Meaning, even if you're a goslin and you steal someone else's tevel, so even though you taka can't take off truma from that, but that is a complete different type of halacha than if I stole Bikurim. Because if I stole Bikurim, it's nothing preventing me from being able to eat it because, right, not if I stole Bikurim, if I stole Paris. It's not, if it hasn't had Bikurim taken, I could still eat it because Bikurim doesn't create devil. So that's what it means, that a person who steals is shayach to Truman and Meister, means he's shayach to the din of devil that Truman and Meister create, making it an Isra Akila for him. Masha Ein came to Bikurim, that does not create devil, which so therefore he's allowed to continue to eat it. That's what the Mishnah meant.
So,
go ahead.
So if he steals produce and he gives trumas and maasros, then he can go ahead and eat it.
No, didn't say that. We didn't say that. We're not changing. We're not arguing on the Tosefta. The Tosefta says clearly that if it's before Yish, if the Bialim are right from Acharel, ain't Shumas or Truma. We're not changing, we're not arguing on that Tosefta. All we're doing is we're trying to make it so that it wasn't a raya to our question. We tried to bring a raya to our question by saying that the Mishnah makes a chilek between Truma and Bikurim, that it's shayach by Goslin Truma, and it's not shayach Bikurim. It must have been that it's talking about after Yish, because it wouldn't be shayach before Yish Truma. Now we're trying to say, no, even before Yish, there's a chilek between Truma and Bikurim. Because before Yish, it's shaykh the din of tavol for the truma, and he can't eat it. Mashen came bikurim, he can't eat it because it doesn't have a din tavol. So we could rely on,
we already took from the truma and maisa. Somebody took the truma.
No.
We're just interpreting the words how they're used and what it's referring to in that Mishnah.
The Mishnah is not talking about whether you can be mafresh truma or not, be mafresh truma, or whether you can be mafresh bikurim or not.
No.
It's saying it's shayach truma and it's shayach the din of truma, and it is shayach the din of truma on it, meaning it's tevel.
It can't be eaten without.
Cannot be eaten without a hafrasha,
right.
which the goslin can't do. He can't do it because there has not been any years yet. But it is not shayach the din of bikurim as far as tevel is concerned, because bikurim doesn't create tevel. He can go ahead and eat it.
He
can eat it. The goslin can eat it. There's no problem of tevel. He can eat the peiros. Bikurim doesn't create an issur tevel on peiros.
I know.
So therefore, the goslin can eat the peiros.
But what about truma's maisis?
We're not talking about truma's maisis.
Somebody must have taken truma's
if it's before nigmar malachto, right? You don't have it. You can eat derecha, right? Well, that would be true even for the owner. You're asking a technical question. You're asking if he hasn't taken it. No one did.
No, we're just talking about.
How can he eat even bikurim if truma's maaser wasn't taken?
I understand what you're asking. You're asking a technical question about how we could say that it doesn't create tevel if you haven't taken off the trumas of Isis already. But no one can take the trumas of Isis. The owner can't take the trumas of Isis because it's not Bershusai. And the goslin can't take it because it's Einar Shaloi. So no one has taken trumas of Isis. That's a fact, Jack. Or whatever. So, I mean, you're asking a technical question that needs to be addressed. I'm not addressing it, though.
Okay?
That's the Gemara is going to be dicey. Let's take a look over here. On number 5, he says, to be sure, right, the stolen property may not actually be eaten by the thief. He's forbidden to eat or use it, as is anyone else besides the owner. The distinction between truma and bikurim is relevant in practice only where the produce is returned to the owner. The owner himself may not eat it, even after the thief attempted to separate truma, but he may eat it regardless of whether the thief tried to separate bikurim or not. That's what he wants to tie this. So he said, so 5 in a way is trying to address this question. We're not talking about the ganef, we're talking about the owner. Okay. Right, so that answers your question. So you'll have to say it's before it's nigmar malachto, because if it's nigmar malachto, the owner wouldn't be able to eat it either until he takes trumas and maasros. So in that case, there's no din of tevel by trumas and maasros either. So then the whole nafkamina goes out the window. It's a funny thing. It's a big dolchik. But anyway, this is the way the Gemara is dolcha the raya. And the Gemara ends up saying, "Alva b'gzeila, shenis yashu habayla mimeno ad kedoy in tzritha." But if Taka had gzeila with yosh, you're still going to have a shayla whether you could take bikurim or not. And we have no proof. That's the maskanas ha-Gemara. Okay, so now the maskanas ha-Gemara, we had a question, and we had no proof. It's the bayadula ifshata. How would you paskin? Baal Peh, just look at me. If you had a suffix in a Gemara which was not answered, so what would be the Chumra? What would you say you'd have to do?
Is it
suffix deraisa
or is it
suffix
deraisa?
Here
it seems to be
suffix
deraisa.
What's the Chumra? What's the chumrah? What would be the chumrah?
The goslin
has it.
You can't do anything with it.
What?
You can't do anything with it.
It's we're saying now after Yosh, it's an abide le ifshatel whether the gosling could be mafresh bikorim or not.
He doesn't do the declaration, but he
yeah. So he's maybe the enokore. That's the right answer. He would go. He would have to go because it's a suffix. Whenever you have a case of suffix, normally we paskin maybe the enokore. That's how we've been paskining. Remember,
yeah.
We had it from Rabbi Yehuda. He was something about the different shilas, and therefore he paskin maybe the enokore. What is the Rambam paskin?
Enomaybe.
Why is the Rambam say that? I mean, it could be all right. So, right. According to the, maybe the Rambam felt that this was just a dochik type of defia, which didn't really hold any water, and he felt that the first raya was a much stronger raya, and therefore he paskin that the Gemara makes more sense. It's like the Mishnah says, it's hari l'vachuma v'ashen kim v'bikurim, and you can't be maybe bikurim even after those years. So that could be. But others say that the pshat is because he passes like the Bavli. And in the Bavli, Yush, we always say kaka in an exalus, even after Yush. So in Melo, according to the Bavli, there was never an abaya because it's in an exalus, so it's never b'shu, so he can never. So he can never be maybe.
Yeah.
So l'maskana, according to l'halacha,
yeah.
Itaka never can be maybe. That would be the one.
Is that also true with the
Trumas and Maestras.
There's
no din on Moscow by Trumas and Maestras.
Right. So you do bring
Trumas and Maestras. Bring Trumas and Maestras. Yeah.
So is there a consistency that we say that the owner is Misyash?
I mean, that's what the Mishnah said,
right,
remember?
But I'm saying if the owner is Misyash from the Karga,
yeah.
Right? Is he still over at Gezel?
100%.
So the promise told him to share it to the other. It's such a
static
that he brings
Trumas
and Maestras. I don't
know about that.
But he stole the...
It's his now. Yeah.
Ah, so that's something...
Just like we had where he planted the Zamora, where he stole his Zamora from his friend and planted it in his karka. So he's maybe even caught him from that because it was kind of a shinai. Remember? We spoke about
right.
Yeah. You're asking why you don't. We've established that by mitzvahs you don't necessarily say mias. By bikurim it's possible.
I understand.
By bikurim it's possible you would.
There's a nuance of this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You steal. You're koneh by halacha. It's yours.
Right.
And you're so makbid to bring trumas and maasos and you're not worried about anything else.
Well, you have to bring it. If you want to eat it,
I mean, you
know, it's like
yeah.
a person that is a mumbel of davar.
That's the motzei of berach mi'etz Hashem gemara. That you have to look up that gemara.
One thing,
to
do everything.
Exactly.
Okay, let's go on.
All right.
Halacha gemara. Aim of yimikum chutz mishmas haminim. You can only bring bikurim from the seven minim. There's the seven things that Eretz Yisrael is neshtabach by. Lomen ha-tmarim shabaharim. You can't use dates from the mountains. Lomen ha-perish shabamakim. You can't use fruits of the valleys. Lomen ha-zeisei shemen, sheinam and hamofer. You can't use olives that are regular olive oils, which are not of choice quality.
So everything's got to be the best.
Now, this is ma'akev. Normally, taking from the mufkar is not ma'akev. Here, it's ma'akev. Okay? Anything we come from Latzaris, can't bring him for Shavuos. Anshei Atzvoim, have you become a Kohen Latzaris? They tried, these people from Mount Svoim, tried to bring Bikurim before Shavuos. Look, Kibla Mehem, they didn't accept it. They should call it Batairah. It's the Pasuk. It says, Chagachotzik for Masach, Shadizu Asada. Then the festival of the harvest, that's Shavuos. The first fruits of your labor that you saw in the field, you bring it as a carbon. So that means that the first harvest carbon is brought on Shavuos, nothing can be brought before then. Okay, so we have to wait until after Shavuos, after the Shnei Lechem, to be maybe the Bikurim. Let's see one second over here. There's an interesting, I didn't see this footnote 10 before. There seems to be a big shiloh about how to touch up the fruits of the valleys over here. I didn't know about this one. Made a mistake not reading this. This footnote is an important footnote. So let's see, if we look at that, how much time, how are we doing on time tonight? 5 minutes. Okay, footnote 10 is important. Well, maybe if we have time, we'll come back to it. 11 mentions that there's three types of olives. There's inferior olives, which are pickled, and there's prevalent olives, which are oil olives. They're better than pickling, but they're not the choicest. And then there's the best olives, which are known as what he calls aguri, which I was going to say soon. Okay? Now, let's go on a little bit. Aim of Yom Bikurim. So it says, Iluksiv, Lakachta, Rashis, Kol Pri Adam. If it would have said, you'll take...
Did you finish the Mishnah?
Yes. If it would have said in the Pasuk, you'll take the Rashis, the first of all fruit, then it would include everything. Hayisim, Kol Hadram, Yilchayom Bikurim. Anything that grows, any fruit. Talmud Leimar, May Rashis, from the first, not all the Rashis, Lokol Rashis, right? This is a famous medrash, by the way, that they quoted in the introductory remarks. They said, "Bereishis v'shvil reishis," that in the schus of Bikurim, the whole world was created. That's what the medrash says, right?
Yeah.
So reishis, it's a funny thing, you know. The whole world was created for Bikurim. Called from you right? Talmud Lamer may reishis, lokol reishis. Imay reishis, lokol reishis. If it's not everything, so in lochalachitim usarim bavad, maybe it only includes the wheat and the barley. Why did it pick wheat and barley from all the list? What's that?
They're brought as carbonists.
Because they're already brought as carbonists? That could be. 18.
The two main grains you're making bread.
It says here they're brought as omer offering on Pesach. And they're called rachis as well. Okay, whatever it is. For some reason, the Gemara thought that maybe it would only include wheat and grain and barley. Talmud Lomar, kol pri ha'adama. It says all. So all is a rebaw. That's a reboy. So the Gemara says rebras ha'kol. Maybe it should include everything, not just the seven species. Demarkana arzacha. Demarkana eretzkito so'ayra. It says Eretz in both places, right? Rashis Priyad Moskva, you're going to bring as Bikurim, and it also says Eretz, right? So my Eretz Shinom Allahalom Shosaminim HaKosim Adaber, Af Eretz Shinom Rabbishim HaKanim, Shosaminim HaKosim Adaber. There's the Xer Shava of Eretz to Shivasminim. So Mura then says, they say Shemen, Ze Aguri, that's that top quality olive. The Gemara says, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Shem of Yechon, Ze Avrisi, it's the Avrisi olive, Lomanik Rishmo Aguri, Shuhu Oger Shamno Besocha. It retains its oil within itself. The Gemara explains this last point. Chol HaZeisim Adon Shamno. What are you talking about? You didn't tell me the other olives lose their oil? All olives hold the olive oil inside it. So what are you talking about? How is it different? So the Gemara answers, Amr B'chanino, Chol HaZeisim Akshom Yadu Alehim Ahim Poldin HaShamno. All the other olives, the rain, when it comes down, the rain, it rains on the olives. So the force of the water on the olives caused the oil to extract, what's the word? Exuded, right, good, very good. This olive holds it in, right?
So if you don't have that kind of olive, you don't bring Bikurim from any of your olives?
Nope. That's what it says here. It has to be this top quality olive. Rashi, he brings over here from Brachas, writes that the oil of the aguri olive is not absorbed in the meat of the fruit like the juice of apples or berries, but is gathered in the fruit ready to emerge like the juice of grapes. So that seems to be like another way of... Anyway, So,
where is the juice of grapes?
It's like, you know, it's like ready to come out.
It's already collected in the...
It's not as integrated.
You can squeeze grapes, the liquid comes in. You can't squeeze an apple. You have to do something much more severe.
I mean, it's more radical. More radical. He has an interesting diyuk in the Shiras Minim. We say Eretz Deis Shemen Udvash. What? Why does it say the pasuk Eretz Deis Shemen? What's Deis Shemen mean? All scientists create Shemen. So therefore, that's a diyuk. Diyuk is that it's a special, right? It's not ordinary, superior type. And that's it for today.
Who said that?
That's in footnote 26. Okay, Rabbi. And we're going to continue with more explanations of the Shivas Minim tomorrow. We'll continue on the Dalad. Zeigers and Mishnah, we will. I have no idea what they are.